This day, 38 years ago, three RUC men were murdered when the IRA detonated a landmine near Lurgan in County Armagh. Their killers were never brought to justice. Today, detectives investigating the atrocity say that the advances in DNA techniques mean that could change. Here's our Northern correspondent, Vincent Kearney.
At around a quarter past two in the afternoon, on this day, 38 years ago, three RUC officers made their last journey in an unmarked Ford Cortina. They were responding to a call from a member of the public saying there had been a robbery. 37-year-old Sergeant Sean Quinn was a father of two young sons and a daughter. Constable Alan McCloy was a 34-year-old father of two young daughters. 26-year-old Constable Paul Hamilton would never see the son his pregnant wife was carrying. Their lives were taken shortly after they turned off the M1 at Lurgan onto the Kinnegan embankment and passed a turning for a nature reserve known as Oxford Island.
A bomb was detonated that caused their vehicle to travel some 70 feet across into a field, killing them all instantly. They never saw their killers. Their killers ran away.
John Boycher, a former chief constable in England, is leading the investigation into their deaths. Despite a number of previous investigations and nine arrests, no one has ever been charged with the murders of the three RUC officers.
Six children were brought up without a father, and this is, I know, all too familiar a story during the Troubles. But those families deserve to know what happened, and they are remarkable people. They've hardly been told anything about what happened that day.
That sense of loss is clear from a joint statement read by lawyer Kelly Morwood on behalf of the families.
It is 38 years to the day since IRA terrorists cruelly took our loved ones from us. 38 years without husbands, fathers, sons, brothers, and also without justice or closure. Never a day passes, but we think of Sean, Alan and Paul. The legacy of what happened that day at Kinnegan Embankment, Oxford Island, is an acute and permanent sense of loss and pain.
Shortly after the explosion, a number of eyewitnesses reported seeing two people running from the scene. They're believed to have escaped on a red Honda motorcycle that had been stolen the previous day. They abandoned it and the helmets they'd been wearing close to Francis Street in Lurgan. John Boycher and his team hope new forensic methods for examining DNA left by the killers will help identify them.
Obviously, I'm not going to go into too many details now, but the advances that we've seen in those techniques today in 2020 compared with what was able to be done in 1982 are seismic. And because material still exists from this awful offence, we have been able to manipulate all of today's opportunities forensically to give us a good understanding about what happened that day.
The detectives are also releasing images of the helmets in the hope it will jog the memories of those in the area at the time.
I want them to please reach into your consciousness. Think about these widows. Think about those children that grew up without their fathers. And just come and help us understand what happened so we can help them start to look forward rather than backwards.
That plea has been echoed by Solicitor Kelly Morwood on behalf of the families.
In a single moment of barbaric carnage, faceless cards changed our lives forever. For a long time, we believed this appalling terrorist crime would remain unsolved. Now, however, with encouraging progress achieved, we have been given renewed hope that the culprits will be identified, and with that, we will have achieved a sense of closure that has eluded us for far too long.
And that's Solicitor Kelly Morwood, who is speaking there on behalf of the families of three RUC officers murdered on this day by the IRA 38 years ago. Ending that report by Vincent Kearney. And the photos of those helmets, which Vincent mentioned in his report, you can see those on the Morning Ireland Twitter account and on the RTE News website.